Okay, welcome to Seder Kachem, Seches Vachem. The Chafetz Chaim very famously strongly encouraged people to learn Seder Kachem as part of his general shita that we need to be ready for Yemos HaMashiach. And although there is a concept in Shas called Hilchas al Mashicha, which is sort of a bitmiha, how could you say that we need to know the halachos? Anyway, it's not nogeyatas, it's only going to be nogeyah Yemos HaMashiach. So the Chafetz Chaim strongly suggested, yeah, we are in the Yemos HaMashiach, we're living through that time and we need to be ready, we need to know the halachos of Seder Kachem. So Seder Kachem, also the Gemara Masech Shabbos, when it identifies a title for each of the six Siddurim of Mishnayos, each of the six Siddurim of Shas, the Gemara goes through how the Pasuk says Munas Itecha, Munas Seidizroyim, Itecha Seidir Moed, and it says, what's Seder Kachem? What's the word that signifies Seder Kachem? Chachma Zeh Seder Kachem. The Kachem represents Chachma. Obviously, the thing that separates man from animal is our ability to think, is our ability to formulate proper thoughts and to speak them. But Chachma certainly represents something that makes man special, and therefore, if a person is going to be a Chacham, Seder Kachem is a great place to start becoming a Chacham. So we start Maseches Vachem. Today we start Seder Kachem. There are certain background pieces of information to know in relation to Maseches Vachem. Mostly what's important is that when it comes to Karbanos, it's not only important what you do when it comes to Karbanos, the actual actions of the Karbanos, the Dalet Avodos, so to speak. The Gemara identifies four Avodos that we have to do. The Mishnayos identify four Avodos that are critical by the Karbanos. There's the Shechita of the Karban, the Kabbalah Sadam, the Halacha Sadam, the Zrika Sadam. Those are the Dalet Avodos by the Karbanos. But not only is what we do important, but what we think is important as well when it comes to Karbanos. And a lot of the Masechta discusses, a major chunk of the Masechta discusses problems with thoughts relating to Karbanos. Now, when we talk about the importance of thoughts, it's both in the positive and in the negative. In terms of the positive, there is a requirement to have thoughts that are lishma. The karban has to be done lishma. You need the karban to the Gemara is going to quote on Daf Beis Amin Beis over here, and it's really a Mishnah on Daf Mem Vav Amin Beis. It's going to tell us that l'shem shisha dvarim hazevach mizbach. There are six different things. There on six different levels. We have to have machshavos of lishma when it comes to karbanos. We're going to go through what those things are when we get to Daf Beis Amin Beis, when we get a little bit later this morning. But there are six levels of lishma that are required. On the flip side, there are also bad machshavos that a person's not supposed to have at the time that he brings a karban. And those are what we call machshava psula. Those are machshavos that can pasul the karban. And those come in various forms. A machshava to eat or to burn the karban outside of the proper zman or outside of the proper makom that the Torah wants us to eat or burn the karban. That's one form of machshava psula. Another form of machshava psula is to have machshava shalol lishma, to have a machshava that you're doing it not lishma. Another form of machshava psula is to have machshava shalol lishma. An example of machshava shalol lishma is that you think l'shem karban acher, that's what we call machshavas shinoi kodesh, that you're bringing one type of karban and you're having a machshava that it's really another type of karban. So machshava shinoi kodesh is a bad type of machshava. Or l'shem adam acher, other than the bailim, that you're bringing a karban for one person and you're having a machshava that it should work for another karban. That's called shinoi bailim. So this parak, the first parak of Maseches Zvachim, deals with machsheva shalol lishma. It deals with having machshavas that are shalol lishma, and what the halacha is going to be if you have a machshava while you're doing the karban that's shalol lishma. For instance, you think that it should be l'shem karban acher. You're having intention that it should be for a different karban, or you have intention that it should be basar chulin, or stam, you have no machshava whatsoever. So any sort of machshava shalol lishma is what we're going to deal with. Our mission is going to deal with the karban that's shechted b'machshava shalol lishma. For instance, thinking that you're bringing a karban ola, thinking that you want to bring it as a karban shlamim or a karban shlamim, that you think you have a machshava, you have a kavana that it should be l'shem karban ola. That's going to be the discussion of our mishnah. And also, when it's Nishchat Shelo L'Shem Bailim, that Ruvain Shachtet L'Shem Shimon, or something like that. So that's where the Masechta starts. That's what we're going to focus on. So although there are mitzvos of Lishma and positive mitzvos of what you're supposed to think, that's Daf Mem Vav. We're going to start with the mitzvos of the Machshavos of Shelo L'Shma that can ruin the carbon. Machshavos Hapsul. So says the Mishnah. Kol Hazvachim Shenizbuchu Shelo L'Shma K'sherim. All Karbanos that are Shachtet Shelo L'Shma, the carbon itself is kosher in the sense that you're allowed to continue with the avodas hakarbanos, that after you did the shechita, you don't have to stop it right there and cut your losses. Now you continue and you do the zrikas dam, the haktar seimurim, you even eat it, because even though you didn't do it properly, you had a machshava shelo lishma, you were thinking about the wrong carbon, still the carbon itself is going to be kosher, but very important, ela shelo alu levaylim l'shem chova, but it doesn't count for the person who wanted to bring it, it doesn't count to fulfill his obligation. So if he was chayiv to bring a karban shlamim and he had a machshava l'shem ola, so it still counts, it's still a valid karban, but it doesn't count for that bailim, and he still has to fulfill his chayiv, so he needs to go and bring another karban in order to fulfill that chayiv. Now there are dalet avodas hakarbanos, we pointed out, it's not only zvicha, zvacha means shechting, means the shechita of an animal karban. Menachos is going to be a very similar mesechta, but it's obviously going to be about a carbon mincha where there is no zvicha. So, but there are dalet avodos that are very much related to each other, and each of them are very critical. So Tosus points out that avoda kamaisa nakat, we just happen to pick the first of the four avodos, meaning machshavas of shelo lishma are not only critical during the moment of shechita, they're really critical during the moments of any of the four avodos. So what din kabbalah halacha zrika, really kabbalah halacha zrika also would have been good examples that would also fit our Mishnah. Vishinui kodesh shayich bahanach arba avodos, and shinui kodesh is shayich to all four of the avodos. Kigon olu l'shem shlamim, avol shinui bailim, he says, however, when it comes to the machshava of shinui bailim that we just discussed, when it comes to the machshava of shechting for Ruvain and having kavana that it should be for the sake of Shimon, lo shayich al bezrika, kigon shochit o makabel o molech korban Ruvain, al menas lizrok domo l'shem Shimon. That's only shayich to zrika, but what does it mean it's only shayich to zrika? It doesn't mean that the only time you can have the bad machshava that's going to matter is during the zrika. No, what it means is, if during the shechita you have a kavana that you're going to do the zrika, l'shem, the wrong bailim, that's what's going to be a bad, that's what's going to be shinoi bailim, that's what's going to be a psul in shinoi bailim. But again, the main point also wanted to make is that zvicha is lavdavka over here, really it's zvicha, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, all the same in terms of shelo l'shma when it comes to shinoi kodesh. So let's see the Mishnah Vayter. So the Mishnah says, so it's still going to be kosher, but it's not all the bailim shem chova, chutz min haPesach veAchatos, except for Karban Pesach and Karban Chatos, which Rashi says shein psulim legamri, that they are completely possible. The Karban is completely invalid. HaPesach bizmano, when is a Karban Pesach invalid? Only when it's brought shelo lishma on Erev Pesach, v'achatos b'kol zman, and the Karban Chatos at any time. Why the Karban Pesach limited to Erev Pesach? Because when it's not Erev Pesach, the Karban Pesach is just a regular Karban Shlamim. So the Karban Pesach is treated as a regular Karban Shlamim. If you look at Rashi, a Pesach b'zman u'pasul shlo l'shmo, kol zman shchitas, so the whole time that it would be kosher to shech the Karban Pesach, that's where you have the psul of shlo l'shmo by Karban Pesach. Dahainu, when is that time? Mechatzos ayom, shal Erev Pesach, ad ha'erev, from Chatzos and Erev Pesach until the evening. Aval kodem l'chein v'achar mikan, kaimelan de Pesach b'shar yimos hashana, shlamim hu. But before that and after that, we always assume that a Karban Pesach during the rest of the year has a regular status of a Karban shlamim. V'kol dino kishlamim, it's treated completely like a Karban shlamim. V'arminin la'el d'shar zvachim k'sherin shlo l'shman. And we just said in the Mishnah, other Karbanos like a Karban shlamim that are done shelo l'shma, the carbon is kosher. It's just not a little by l'shem chova. So the Pesach is only going to be a problem on Erev Pesach. Karban Chatos is always going to be a problem when it's shelo l'shma. Rabbi Lazar Omer, afa asham. Rabbi Lazar says, no, it's not just the Pesach and the Chatos. The Karban asham is also an exception. Karban asham, the shelo l'shma, is also completely possible. Interestingly, Rabbi Lazar then feels the need to add, ha-Pesach bezmano, va-Chatos va-Asham b'kol zman. And the difference between the Karban Pesach on the one hand and the Chatos va-Asham on the other hand, all three three of which, according to Rabbi Elazar, are possible if you do it Shalal Lishma, is that the Pesach can only really be done Shalal Lishma on Erev Pesach. The Chatos and the Asham are even Bekolzman, can be done Shalal Lishma at any time, and are going to be a problem when done Shalal Lishma at any time of the year. So the obvious problem is, why does Rabbi Elazar have to go back and express that the Korban Pesach is only a problem? He's not disagreeing about the Korban Pesach, he's not disagreeing about the Korban Chatos. He's only disagreeing about the Korban Asham. So why does he have to go back and say, oh yeah, the Pesach is only going to be a problem on Erev Pesach, the Chatos all year round, and the Asham all year round? If anything, just say the Asham all year round. Why does he have to go back and discuss the Karbanos that he agrees about? So in the Cheshek Shlomo, in the back of the Gemara, he says, Nirabeina l'chora tamua, d'may utzruch l'sayim b'divri reblezer, t'ha-pesach b'zmano v'chulei, d'pshita d'bezelo polagatanakam klal. He's not arguing on the Tanakam over here. Why would you need to repeat that? So he says, v'nira dine l'kaman b'braisa daf yud isa, because we're going to have a Gemara later on, a braisa on daf yud. D'bidchila ha-yalam reblezer da Asham Pasul Shalal Shmo, but Mehatzad mi Pesach v'Chatas. How do we know? How did Rabbi Elazar derive that a Korban Asham Shalal Shmo is Pasul? So the Gemara is going to have a Havamina that it's derived from the halachos of Pesach and Chatas. That there's some sort of Tzad Hashave that Pesach and Chatas have that can then be applied to Korban Asham. V'im Ken Yishlomer Ktsas Tizel D'Misayim Kan HaPesach Bizmano Kolomer D'Minayu Yolev from Elazar LaAsham. That's what he's telling us. He's repeating the halachas of Pesach and of Chatas to tell us that that's the source that Korban Asham Shalal Lishmo is going to be possible. Also, what's difficult over here is to say Chatas b'kolzman is obvious, meaning the whole Chiddush is really that Pesach is only an Erev Pesach, because that's a unique din, that Korban Pesach isn't considered a Korban Pesach outside of the Zman that a Korban Pesach is kosher, that then it's just considered a normal Korban Shlomim. But of course Chatas is b'kolzman. Chatas could be brought at any time, so if it could be brought at any time, so Mela could become possible at any time, so what's the Havamina, that it should be any different? So the Cheshek Shlomo again in the back of the Gemara says, it must be we're talking about those korbanos chatos that are chatos hatzibur, kigon siirei haragalim v'rosh chodesh siirei chitzon shel mosav yom kippurim, like the siirei haragalim that we bring on yantif and on rosh chodesh and the siir la'azazel da avar on yom kippur da avar regev lo krivon. We're talking about that the yantif that you're supposed to bring it on past and you didn't bring it. Da'az loves manahu. So you can have a Korban Chatas that it's not the Zman for a Korban Chatas, because a Korban Chatas is not always the Zman. It's not something that you can bring whenever, because there are certain types of Korbanos Chatas, like the Chatos HaTzibur, that aren't just whenever. They have a specific Zman. It has to be brought on the Yantif. And when the Yantif passes and you haven't brought it, it's Avar Zmano. So the Kamash Malon, he's coming to teach me, to me, Kalmakom Pasalu, Mishcha Shalal Shmo. It's still going to be Pasal if it's Shechta Shalal Shmo. The Adayin Omei the Chatas, because it's still meant to be a Korban Chatas, the Yachala Krivel Regal Acher, because you could go bring it on a different Yantif. V'afil b'sir achitzon shal musaf yom kippurim. Aye, what are you going to say about the Tzir la'azazel? Can't bring that on a different Yantif. So he says, Yachala Krivel Beregel, Mishum Dechad Kaparu. Yes, you can. You could bring it on another Yantif because it's the same Kapara. Dekulan bayin l'chaper al Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. Everything comes to be Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. So that's one possible explanation why there's a Chiddush to say Chatas because man, and it's not so obvious that of course a Korban Chatos could be brought at any time. Another explanation, he says, oh, nearly, you could even have on an individual chatas that it could be shaykh that it's not the zman of the korban. Let's say you have someone who's chayv a Korban Chatos once a certain zman is up, like a nazir, that he brings a Korban Chatos after the time of his nazirus is up, and he doesn't wait the full Zman and he brings it early. So that is Mechus Zman. It's not yet the Zman of his Korban. So Mikol Makom Pasul in Mishkat Shalol Shmo, it's still going to be Pasul with Shalol Shmo, even though it's not even the Zman of the Korban. That's such a good answer as to why there's such a Havamina that a Korban Chatas should be limited to certain Zmanim. It's such a good Havamina that the question then becomes, So why taka is it not so? Why taka do we say that a carbon chatos bekolzman is going to be possible? Why don't we say that it's like the carbon pesach and it's only possible when shalal shmo during its man? So he explains. Chesh Shlomo explains that tam v'lo dami lepesach the shalob is mano lo mikri pesach klal rak shlamim. Mashen kein chatos gam kodem zmano avi chatos rak tavi mechus zman. Big difference is carbon pesach shalob is mano is not called the carbon pesach. It's called carbon shlamim. It has a different title. It's called carbon shlamim. Carbon chatas shalob bizmano, like the nazir that jumps the gun and brings the carbon chatas early, that's still called the carbon chatas. It's called a carbon chatas that's mechus zman. So big difference. Carbon chatas is mechus zman, still has the title of carbon chatas. Okay, so that's the first point of the Mishnah. Machlokas Tanakam and Reblazer, where the Tanakama says that anything that shalol shma is kosher as a carbon, except for the pesach and the chatas. Reblazer adds asham to the list as well. Vayter in the Mishnah, fifth line, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, hachatas Baal Chet V'Asham Baal Chet. Rabbi Lazar says, let me explain to you where I got this idea from, that the Karban Asham should be brought to the list. Karban Chatos is brought for an Avera. Karban Asham is brought for an Avera. Ma Chatos Psula Shalol Lishma. Af Asham Pasul Shalol Lishma. So if a Karban Chatos is going to be Pasul when done Shalol Lishma, Karban Asham should also be Pasul when done Shalol Lishma. They're both for Avera, so they should have similar halachos. Now, it seems that the Mishnah is making a fundamental error. Most of us think that Karban Chatos and Karban Asham are only brought when you do an Avera. That's not true. I mean, it's mostly true, but there are Karbanos Chatos and Karbanos Asham that have absolutely nothing to do with an Avera, where a person didn't do anything wrong. So how can the Gemara say this basic generalization, this Mishnah say, rather, Rabbi Lezer say, a basic generalization, yeah, Chatos and Asham are always brought for Avera. So Tosos, the shortest Tosos on the page, discusses this. Hachatos ba'al chet va'asham ba'al chet, says Tosos, no, ika chatos va'asham nami, de'ein ba'in al chet. There are karbanos chatos and karbanos asham that are not brought for an avera kigon, chatos yolades. A woman has a baby. What avera did she do? She was doing a great mitzvah. She's bringing a child into the world. She's helping her husband be mekayim the mitzvah of puravu. She's being mekayim the mitzvah of l'sheves yitzara. Fantastic thing. Is there any holier moment, a more important moment in her life than when she has a baby? And yet, she brings a carbon chatos. Chatos yolades, va'asha mitzora, but an asha mitzora has nothing to do with the avera that he may have done. It's just a mitzora brings a carbon asham, part of his tahara. Elamishum deruba aswal chet mashvila adadi. Apparently, you can go basarov over here. Most of the time, chatos and asham are brought al chet, and therefore we can assume that chatos and asham, the general theme of chatos and asham, is that they are typically associated with chet. So it's a fair equation to make that since al pi rov a carbon chatos is brought al chet and al pi rov a carbon asham is brought for an avera, so therefore we're allowed to make such an equation that the rules of carbon chatos should apply to carbon asham as well. That's Rabbi Eliezer's statement. Yossi ben Choni Omer hanishchatan l'shem pesach l'shem chatos psulin, something that any other carbon that you shecht on Erev Pesach, l'shem carbon Pesach, you take a stam, a carbonola, and you shecht it on Erev Pesach, l'shem Pesach, or you shecht it l'shem chatos at any time during the year, is pasul. Just like, meaning the first part of the Mishnah says, if you take the carbon Pesach and you shecht it l'shem carbonola on Erev Pesach, that's pasul. Now we're saying you take another carbon and shecht it l'shem carbon Pesach, that's going to be pasul. So it works, it's a two-way street, it works in both directions. Shimon Achi Azariah Omer, Shimon Achi Azariah says, strange name, no? Shimon Achi Azariah. We always identify people by who their father is. But Shimon Achi Azariah, by who his brother is. So for most of my childhood, I was identified that way, you know, based on who my brother was. But still, and most of the time when we identify Tanayim, we go with who their father was. So Shimon Achi Azariah Omer, we'll get to that in a second. He said, well, let's see what he says first. Shachtel Nashem Gavoa Mehen K'sherin. Now, if you shacht it for a carbon that's higher than them, that's on a higher level, then it's going to be kosher. L'shem namuch mehen psulin, but if you shecht it for a carbon that's on a lower level, then it's going to be pasul. Ketzad, what's an example of that? Kachem kachem shecht on l'shem kachem kalim psulin. If you take a carbon that's kachem kachem and you shecht it for the sake of kachem kalim, that's going to be pasul because that's a harada, that's lower. Kachem kalim sheshecht on l'shem kachem kachem, but you take kachem kalim and you shecht on l'shem kachem kachem, which is an aliyah, k'sherin, that's going to be kasher. Habachar va meiser sheshachtel l'shem shlamim ksherin. A bechor and meiser that are shachted for the sake of carbon shlamim are kosher, because we assume bechor and meiser are considered nemuchin. They're considered to be low down, so they're lower than shlamim. So when you shecht a bechor and meiser l'shem carbon shlamim, that's going to be kosher. Shlamim sheshachtel l'shem bechor l'shem meiser psulin. But a carbon shlamim that shechtel l'shem bechor l'shem meiser, so that's going to be pasul. That's going to be a harada. So when again, the basic rule, whenever you go up in the world, that's going to be good, that's going to be kosher. Whenever you go down in the world, that's going to be pasul. So how does the Tana get the name Shimon Achi Azariah? So Rashi fills us in over here. Rashi writes, Al Shem Sha Azariah Asak Bik Prakmatya V'Sipik Tzorchei Shimon Achiv B'Shah Shaya Osik B'Torah. Shimon and Azariah were brothers, and they had a deal. They had a Yisachar Zvulun relationship, where Shimon was learning Torah, Azariah was involved in business, and Azariah would support Shimon. So Azariah got a chelek in Shimon's learning. B'schar Talmud Shal Shimon Kedamrin B'Sota, like the Gemara says in Sota Daf Chafalif. Im Yitain Ish Es Kolon Beisov Gomer Lo Kishimon Achi Azariah Lefichach Nikra Al Shmo Shalom Adal Yada. The Gemara in Sota in passing refers to these particular brothers and what their relationship was. So you see that Shimon and Azariah had this kind of Yisachar Zvulun relationship, and therefore whenever we talk about Shimon accomplishing something in learning, like making it into the first Mishnah in Masechet Zvachim, we always say, he's Shimon Achi Azariah. That Azariah gets a good portion of the credit for the learning that Shimon does. So that's why we highlight who his brother is, even though it's somewhat unusual to do so. Okay, now let's start the Gemara. It says the Gemara, Lamali the Mishnah Ella Shalo Alu. Listen, Vilo Alu Labaila Mashem Chava. How did the Masechta start? We said all Karbanos that are shechted Shalo Lishma are kosher. Ella, except they don't count Lashem Chava. You're telling me two separate halachas. One, they're kosher. Two, they don't count for the Bailam. They don't count toward the Chov of the Bailam. Why is that an Ella? Just say Vi, that these two halachas are both true. Why do you have to say Ella Shalom the Bailam Shem Chova? It's not only why do you have to say it, it's more than that. Rashi points out the Gemara, there's a whole sugya at the beginning of Masechet Pesachim where the Gemara and Pesachim talks about how to balance two important qualities. Number one, Lishna Nekia, and number two, speaking B'derech Ketzara. And the Gemara over there says, the only Mishan Adam Talmid B'derech Ketzara, a person is always supposed to speak in the shortest possible way to his Talmidim. You're always supposed to come up with the most to the point, briefest way to express something, except unless, the Gemara says, unless it's going to lead to a lashon that's not a lashon nekiya, a lashon that's not the cleanest way to say something. The Gemara over there says that the Torah goes out of its way several letters in order to highlight the importance of speaking with the cleanest, most refined possible lashonos. For instance, when Noach is told to bring animals into the teva, he's told both the behema tahora as well as habehema asher nena tahora, as well as animals that are a nena tahora. Why didn't it say tmeya? Tmeya is a much shorter way to say a nena tahora. But the point is, behema tmeya, when the Torah says behema tmeya, means non kosher. It doesn't mean tame in the conventional sense that we think of tuma. But why doesn't it just say behema tmeya? Because the Gemara says it wants to highlight the importance of speaking B'lishna and Nakia. You should always speak in the most refined, dignified manner possible. Fine, but whenever it's equally dignified to speak one way or the other, you always speak B'derech Ketzara. Not only that, the Torah all over the place uses the word Tameh. It sounds like the Torah Dafka went out of its way in one place to show you that, look, there is such an inyan to speak B'lishna Nakia. But it's not that you always have to. Normally the rule is speak B'derech Ketzara. So why would we add a whole word into the Mishnah? Ella, why not just Vilo Alu L'Bailim Shem Chava? What's the Mishnah trying to teach me? So Hakamash Blan L'Bailim Hu D'Lo Alu L'Shem Chava Avul B'Kedusha Sayu Kaimi V'Ashu L'Shnuyeh B'Hu. Now the point is that it doesn't count for the Bailim L'Shem Chava, but it still retains its Kedusha, and therefore you're not allowed to change it in any way. Meaning if you're not allowed to go, we're going to see soon what this means, you're not allowed to change it in any way, it still counts as a kosher carbon. Uchid Rava, and like Rava taught, Dama Rava, Ola Sheshachta Shalol Lishma, Asur Lizrok Dama Shalol Lishma. You can't say, I already Shachta Shalol Lishma, so I blew it already, I might as well be Zorik the Dam Shalol Lishma. No, you're not allowed to be Mishana in any of the other Avodas, just because you messed up. up the machshava. So in the first avodah, that does not mean you should continue messing up in the other avodah. It's like someone eats on a fast day and they say, I already ate, I might as well eat the rest of the day. No, it's not true of a fast day, and it's not true here either, right? If there's an isser to eat, there's an isser to eat. So you can't just say, I blew it already, I might as well continue to blow it. You don't mess it up. You don't continue to do things that are wrong. Iba yisema svara, iba yisema kra. And there are two ways to take this. It could be a svara, could be based on a pasuk. Iba yisema svara, mishum dushani ba kalhani lishim ba velezel. What, just because you messed up at first, you should continue to mess up? What kind of svara is that? You try to fix things, you try to do things right from here on in. You don't say, okay, it's so terrible already, I'm going to continue to do things wrong. No, that's a horrible attitude. That's just svara. Iba yisema kra, the pasuk might even tell me the same thing. Motzis vasecha tishmar vasisa kasher nadarta l'Hashem Elokecha, that you should watch, you should guard what you say, that those words that come out of your mouth, you should be very careful to make sure that they're accurate, and you should do asher nadarta, that which you were no dare to do l'Hashem Elokecha. And then what's the next pasuk? Nedava asher dibarta b'ficha, the nedava that you gave. Wait a second, we just said asher nadarta, and now we're saying nedava. Neder and nedava are not the same thing. So says Gemara, hai nedava nederhu. This nedava, what do you mean? We just said asher nedarta. How can you call it a nedava? There's a difference between neder and nedava. What is the difference between neder and nedava? So with all the brisker chakiras that we always have, of what's an isser gavra and what's an isser cheftza, the only one that Shas talks about, that the Gemara actually talks about, is it talks about a neder and nedava. That neder is hare alai, it's a din on me, a din on the gavra, I'm agreeing to bring this karban. Nedava is hare zu, this carbon is an ola, this carbon is a, right? You determine that the carbon has kedusha. That's the major difference between a neder and a nedava. So how can the pasuk just mix the terminology of neder and nedava? If you look at the Tosfos on the bottom, Karli Neder, Karli Nedava, Mashma Hacha, De Kol Hecha, De Chsiv Neder, Neder Davka, Nedava, Nedava Davka. The Gemara's question implies that we're always precise in our terminology. That whenever we say Neder, we mean Neder Davka and not Nedava. Whenever we say Nedava, we mean Nedava Davka, not Neder. Chen Perak Kavad Rosh Hashanah, Linim Bal Ta'acher. I Fraktosfos, Filur Amer Perak Kavad Chulin, Didarish Tov Asher Lo Tidar, Tov Mizeh Umizeh, She'enu Noder Kol Iker. Alma kari l'nedava neder, that the Gemara in Chulin seems to mix the terminology and refers to nedava as a neder. Shaini hacha didarish midishani kravidivure. So he says, no, over here it's different. It's not just that it's using the terminology of neder when it shouldn't have used nedava or vice versa. It's that in the same pasuk, in the same breath, we switched the terminology from one to the other. Why would you switch mid pasuk from using the term neder to the term nedava? So says the Gemara, so what's the purpose of the switch? Ella, im kamasha nedarta asisa, yehe neder. If you did like you promised to do, then it's a valid neder. Vimlo, nedava yehe. And if you didn't, then it's not a fulfillment of your neder, meaning it's referring to what our Mishnah said. You were in Yotze the Chavas Hagavra. You said that you're going to bring a certain karban, or you were mechuyev to bring a certain karban, and you didn't do it exactly right because you did the first avoda shelo lishma. So it's not going to count as your karban. But you know what it's going to count as? Ki'ilu to karban nedava. It's going to count as a karban. So you should still continue to do it properly. Unedava mi shari l'shnuyiba. And what, you think you could be mishana in a nedava? You think you could do a nedava shelo lishma? You can't. If it has the status of a nedava from here on in, you still have to treat it lishma. You still have to treat it properly. You're not allowed to be mishana in a nedava. So that's the pasuk that we can use perhaps as the source to tell me that once you did the shkita shelo lishma, there's no excuse to go ahead and do the zrika shelo lishma. Amrle Ravina Rav Papa, lo avis kaban borta b'tchuma becharmach. So he says, it's too bad you weren't with us yesterday when in the Tchum Shabbos of Becharmach, because obviously he assumed if you didn't show up, you must have not been in the Tchum Shabbos. It was Shabbos, you couldn't come. So it was halachically problematic for you to come, but you missed a really great day. The Rami Rava Mili Mal Yisadadi Vishani Lahu. Rava asked a really awesome stira. He gave a beautiful shir. He asked a stira and he gave an answer. So Mai Mili Mal Yisai says, okay, now you you make me feel bad. Rav Papa says, what was the great shir? You want to tell it over to me? I'd love to hear what the shir was. So Tanan, we have a similar discussion in Baba Kama with Rami Bar Chama and Rav Chista. But over there, he says, what, you think I'm going to tell it to you? I'm not going to tell you right away. You have to serve me first. You have to do me a favor first. But over here, he gives away over there, he told him the stira. The other one knew the answer. And he said, I'm not going to tell you the answer so fast. But he didn't withhold the stira from him. So he said, okay, no, tell me the stira. Tell me the kasha. Tanan, on the one hand, we have a Mishnah called Zvachim Shnuz B'chus Shlo L'shman. Our Mishnah, that any carbon that shech L'shlo L'shman is kasher, time of the Shlo L'shman. Hastama, so Shlo L'shman sounds that it's negative. There's L'shma sounds positive, Shlo L'shma is negative, but there's something in between positive and negative, and that's neutral. Stama. What if it's just stam? It's shechted stam, not l'shma nor shalol l'shma. So stama alunami lebalim shem chova makes it sound like if it were stama, you'd be better off than in our mishnah, which would mean that if the carbon that shalol l'shma is a valid carbon, it's just not olo lebalim l'shem chova. Then the carbon that stam must be not only a valid carbon, but even olo lebalim l'shem chova. That's the distinct impression you get from the mishnah. Alma stama nami k'l'shman dami. So it makes it sound like stama has the same din as l'shma. Uraminhi, but we have a different Mishnah in Gittin, not about Karbanos, but about a Get. There's a din of Lashma by Get, there's a din of Lashma by Karbanos, so maybe they should parallel each other. So by Get it says, Kala Getcha Nichlav Shalol Shemisha, Pasel, Ustama Nami Pasel, any Get that's not done Lashma is Pasel. And a Stam Get is also Pasel, because that's also not Lashma. If you write a Get, not Lashem, whatever the woman's name is, you write a Get just Stam, just to have it around. How do you write to get stam? You have to include the person's name. So let's say it's a very popular name. So everyone, that year, everyone was naming their daughters Rivka. So half the married women in the community are named Rivka. So it's a safe bet if you write a get for someone named Rivka. But you're not having kavana for any particular woman. Not for the wrong woman, but not for any particular woman. So that's also possible. So why is it when it comes to kavanos? Stam is going to be kosher, and it's going to be olah b'alim shem chova. And when it comes to a get, stam is possible. So Vishani, and the way he answered it was Zvachim b'stam l'shman omdin, isha b'stama lav l'gerushin omedes. Very important klal that a karban is stama l'shma. That when it's when a karban is set aside, it's meant to be l'shma, and therefore that's its default position. And when you go forward with it without having any special kavanos, the assumption is it's really meant l'shma. An isha is not l'gerushin omedes. This is something a lot of people nowadays don't understand. That when you get married, it's supposed to be permanent. It's supposed to be forever. That's the stam. That's the stam that it's supposed to be forever. If something crazy happens, if something really bad happens, then you have to go and rely on the whole Masechtas Gittin and the whole parsha of Gerushin. But that's not the Stam. Stam Isha is not Legerushin Omedes. Tosus goes so far as to say, Stam Isha is not Legerushin Omedes, Vafilu Zinsa Tachas Baila. Even if she was Mizana, we don't assume Stam Isha is Legerushin Omedes. He's not allowed to sleep with her. Mikal Makom, Lavlis Garish Begetze Omedes. But at least she's not Omedes Garish with this get. Vigamim Lo Yirtza Abba Lo Yigashena, plus the husband doesn't have to divorce her if she cheats on him. They just can't have Tashmish Shamita, but there's no requirement that he has to divorce her. So you never assume that a woman is omed lehiskarish. That's never an assumption about a get. By karbanos, we assume it's tam l'shma. Tos says weiter, we talk hamilsam mitzvah mashem makshim b'sof perek sheni de gittin. Based on this, we can answer the kasha in the second perek of gittin. Dam rovid kachav madaita denafshei avid ve'inu kasha lichtov es haget. That if a guy writes a get, it's not kasher. Uperek sheni davol zar. That you can have a non-Jew do a mila, but you can't have a kuti do a mila. Why? Because a kuti does the mila l'shem hargrizim. He does it l'shem avodah zarah. The non-Jew does the mila. He's doing it l'shem circumcision. He's not doing it l'shem mitzvah, but he's not doing it l'shem avodah zarah either. He's stam. So v'hasam nami bina l'shma. You need l'shma by mila. K'darshinon mila Hashem himol avafilu hachi machshirin. So Frekt Tosfos, where everyone asks the Kasha, why is it when it comes to a get, we say that a non-Jew cannot write a get because you need the Shema, yet when it comes to a Mila, we say a non-Jew can do the Mila because that's enough, as long as it's not Shalol Shema, it's okay. Isn't it a Stira? If you need the Shema, so is it that you need the Shema, or is it that you just can't have Shalol Shema? Why is it by the get we're Machmir? by the Mila were Megal. So he says, Diyesh Lachalik, bin Get Lamila, Kumashu Mechalik Khan, bin Zvachim Laget. The same chilik we have over here between a Get and a Karban, we could have between Get and Mila. Hastam Apostle, Mishum Destam Isha, Lav Lagerish and Kaima. By Get, Stam is Apostle, because we never assume that an Isha is Lagerish and Amedes. Lakach Nami, Bovik Chavim Apostle, Aval Gavda of its Stam. And that's why by a guy, it's Apostle, even though he does it Stam. Aval Mila, Stam Lashma Kaima. But Mila, we assume, is Stam Lashma. Kemos Vachim, like Karbonos. Hilkel Chavik Chavim Kasher, Aval Gavda of its Stam. And therefore, Novik Chavim does it Stam, that's going to be absolutely kosher. Now Tosfos also asks, wait a second, we're making two assumptions over here in our Gemara. In our Gemara, we're assuming that Get is shalol, is stam lo lishma, that she's not legerish and omedes, and Karbanos are stam lishma, that it is lezvicha omedes. Frek Tosfos in the previous Tosfos, Dibra Maskel Zvachim, in the brackets, Vim Tomar, Perakama Dechulin Bayi Rav Yudha Yikatan Yeshla Machshava, the Gemara raises a shayla, does a katan have machshava? Pirish Bekuntros, what does this mean? Kigom B'shchitas Kachim, the Yalav Beresh Zvachim, the Bayi Lishma. Like when it comes to shechting karbanos, where we need lishma, what if a katan shechts the karban? Does he have the ability to do lishma? V'shachar katan olu lishma. Miyavi kavana olo. When the katan has kavana lishma, is that good enough? Or do we say, no, he's not a bardas. Whatever goes through his head doesn't count. So, hamash mahach, the mistamanami kasher. Ve'enu pasal ha'shechavin shalol lishman. What kind of kashayla is that? We're saying over here, if you have zero going through your mind, if you have nothing in your mind, if your mind is a complete blank, it's good enough for a karban. Because stamas lishma. It's omeit to be lishma. It's omeit to be brought as a karban. So why would a katan be a problem? Why would a katan's kavana lishma, where he's actually having kavana lishma, obviously on a much lower level because he's only a katan, why wouldn't that be okay? So it says, Tosi yishlomer to stam the katan, gara. It's worse when a katan does it stam. De'in lo das lahavin shein kachim. He doesn't even understand what it is. The savor shein chulin. He doesn't understand the concept of kachim. To him, an animal is an animal. He thinks it's chulin. Vavle misasek. So it's even worse than shlo lishma. It's misasek. Upasl. It's completely mindless. When an adult does a shlo lishma, he knows he's bringing the karban. It's just that he's not thinking about which karban he's bringing it for. But he knows that it is a karban. Not when he's shlo lishma, when he's stam. When he's stam, he knows he's bringing the karban. He just doesn't know which karban he's bringing it for. A child, we assume, is not even capable of understanding what a karban is. So he doesn't even understand that he's bringing it as a karban. That's why we raised the shayla over there. Okay, back in the Gemara. Uzvachim b'stamach sherim minalan. So the Gemara is going to say, well, how do we know that a karban that's brought min astam is kasher? The Gemara is going to have four possible sources that zvachim b'stamach sherim. Between now and the beginning of tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to try to figure out sources that zvachim b'stam are kasher and sources that get b'stam are pasul. So we're going to have four possible sources and we're going to reject most of them. That zvachim are stomach shera, five possible sources that get is stomach psula. So let's take the zvachim ones first, obviously. So says the Gemara, minalan, how do I know it? Number one, maybe you're going to tell me from the Mishnah that any is our Mishnah that any carbon that shechted shalol lishma is pasul velo katani shalol nizbichu lishman. It doesn't say, I'm sorry, that it's kasher rather, and it doesn't say any carbon that's not shechted lishma. It says only if it's shechted shalol lishma. It doesn't say if it's not shechted lishma. So maybe that's your source to tell me that zvachim shalol lishma are kasher. So gabi get nami hakatani kol haget shenichtav shalol l'shem isha pasul v'lo katani shalom nichtav l'shem isha pasul. If you're going to make that diuk here, then you got to make the same diuk in the Mishnah that talks about a get, because by the get also it says kol haget that's written shalol l'shem isha is pasul. It doesn't say any get that's not written l'shem isha is pasul. So that same deal could apply in both cases, and obviously we know the din is different. We just highlighted that the din by zvachim is different than the din by get, so that's a dead end. That's not going to lead us anywhere. Ella, a second possible source. How do we know that stoma is kasher by zvachim? Ella from the following. What's an example where you start lishma and then you flip to shalol lishma? So l'shem pesach l'shem shlamim. You bring a carbon thinking that it should be l'shem pesach and then you switch the machshava to l'shem shlamim. Taima da'amah l'shem pesach l'shem shlamim. Sounds like the only reason it's a problem is because you said l'shem pesach and then you said l'shem shlamim and you're bringing carbon pesach. Ha l'shem pesach ustama kasher. but it makes it sound like had you said the Shem Pesach originally, and then you stopped saying anything, then you just said, you know, we're bringing it Stam after that, so it sounds like that would be kosher. So you see that Stama is considered Lishma. It's not in the category of Shalol Lishma. Alma Stama ki Lishma Ndami. So you see Stama does have a status of Lishma. Says Gemara, no. Dilma, Shaini Hasam, Damar Kala Osa, Al Das Rishonu Osa. Now maybe it's different over there, because there's always an assumption that whatever you do, we always assume you're working off of what you started with. So if you started with Lashem Pesach, and then you don't say anything after that, so we always assume you continue to mean Lashem Pesach. It's like when you are Matil Tzitzis Lashma, when you make Tefillin Lashma, do you have to say the entire time as you're doing it, Lashma, Lashma, Lashma? No, you say, I'm doing it Lashem Mitzvah, Tzitzis, Lashem Mitzvah, Kedushas Tefillin, whatever at the beginning, and then it goes, the assumption is that everything, all the Machshavas afterwards follow. If you look at Rashi, Halashem Pesach Ustama, Shalokhisha Vachrav Lashem Shlam Kasher, Viafakav Dsov Shkita, Stama Ishtachit. So even though you weren't thinking explicitly Lashem Pesach, even though you only did it Stam, so it's still going to be Kasher, but it could be that the Svar is, because it all goes back to the Tchila. Frek Tosos, if you look at Tosos, Dibur Maskal Ha, Vitema, Kimadam Rabbi Tchila Shkita Lashem Pesach, Vichikal Shah Yeshal Dabar Shigma Shkita So. I mean, what's the Havamina? Is there a Havamina that you need to talk the entire time you bring the Karban Pesach? You need to say, L'shem Mitzvah Pesach, L'shem Mitzvah Pesach, L'shem Mitzvah Pesach, L'shem. And what, if you pause for, what, 3 seconds, then it's no good? Then it's Stama, and it's going to ruin it? I mean, the Havamina, that Stama would even have a chance of being a problem. Stama really means that you just stop saying L'shem Pesach for a few seconds? Is there such a Havamina? That's how the Torah visualizes a person bringing his Karban? So he said, V'nir l'farish t'b'shtei avodosayri. He goes, L'shach L'shem Pesach v'kibel Stam. He says, no, we must be talking about two separate avodos. That you shech to l'shem Pesach, and then you don't say anything by the Kabbalah. By each avoda, you should start that avoda by saying l'shem Pesach. That's the Havamina. Umir b'perek tam nishkan nibayulan iba avoda achas tano b'shtei avodos. V'avoda achas haynu k'dipirish ha-kuntros. But wait a second. We have a shayla in the Gemara in Mesechus Pesachim, the fifth parak of Pesachim, whether we mean avoda achas or shtei avodos. So what if we mean avoda achas? Is that really what we have in mind? That during avoda achas, you have to speak the entire time, keep on saying l'shma, l'shma, l'shma? So he says, v'yesh li'ashiv da'afilim t'mtzilomer l'shem Pesach, v'stam apostle, afilu hachi ain't tzorach l'daber kol sha'a. No, it's question is, when you say that it's L'Shem Pesach at the beginning, are you saying that right now at the beginning it's L'Shem Pesach? Or do you say, everything I do from now till I finish the Shechita should all be L'Shem Pesach? There's no Havamina that you have to say it constantly. It's a question of what you say at the beginning. Do you say, right now I'm L'Shem Pesach? Or this entire Avodah is L'Shem Pesach? Okay, back in the Gemara, now, source number three, possible source number three, in terms of how we know that Zvachmar Stam Lishman, Elimi Seifa, Shalol Lishman Lishman, where it gives the example where you start Shalol Lishman, then you go Lishma, Lishem Shlamim Lishem Pesach. You bring Karban Pesach and you start off having Kavan Lishem Shlamim, and then you flip to Lishem Pesach. Taimedam Lishem Shlam Lishem Pesach. Hastam Lishem Pesach Kasher. Sounds like the only problem is because you said Lishem Shlamim Lishem Pesach, but had you done Stam at the beginning and then Lishem Pesach, it would be Kasher. So don't you see that Stam is good, says Marno. Maybe just like the beginning is a reflection on the end, sometimes the end could be a reflection on the beginning. That if you start off neutral and then you go into Lishma, so it shows that the neutral you started off with was really Lishma. So Inami, I did Tama Lishma Shloshma, Tanami Shloshma Lishma. Or maybe really, this is not even an example of Shalol Lishman Ulishman. Shalol Lishman is not something you should be medayek, that, oh, it's only because it was Shalol Lishman at the beginning, but it had it been Stam. The only reason it chooses to use the words Shalol Lishman Ulishman is to parallel the ratio where it said Lishman v'Shalol Lishman. But really, there's no diuk to be made from the terminology of Shalol Lishman. So that's why it's not a raya. So source number four is obviously going to have to be the one that we stick with. We rejected all of the first three. Ella, here's the fourth one. Ella Meha, how do we know Zvachim or Stam Lishman? From the following. L'shem Shisha Dvarim HaZevach Nizvach. It's the Mishnah on Daf Mem Vav. That we're going to say that there are six things, there are six Lishmas that you need when you shech the Karban. L'shem Zevach, you have to have a Kavana L'shem Zevach, meaning of what type of Karban it is. L'shem Zoveach, the Bailim, you have to have Kavanah L'Shem the Bailim, L'Shem Shem, that it should be L'Shem Hashem, that you're doing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Shem Ishim, to be Makdir and not to be Makdir in the properly on the Mizbeach, L'Shem Reach, you have to have Kavanah that it should be L'Shem Reach. What does it mean L'Shem Reach? L'Shem the smell? What does that mean? Says Rashi, L'Afuke Evarim Shetzalan V'Helan, D'Shuv Ein Behen Reach. You can't first roast it, char it, and then go bring it on the Mizbeach. It has to still have a Reach to it. It's got to still have some juice to it when you bring it on the Mizbeach. That's L'Shem Reach. L'Shem Nichoach. And that yet, not just that you have to do that, you have to think that you're doing that. You have to realize, you have to have Kavanah to do that. L'Shem Nichoach. What's Nichoach? We normally think of Reach Nichoach as one phrase. So what do you mean? Two separate phrases? Reach and Nichoach. So what's Nichoach? Says Rashi, L'Shem Anachas Ruach L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shem Rav Nasa Ritzono. So what's the difference between L'Shem Shem and L'Shem Nichoach? L'Shem Nichoach means Nachas Ruach Hashem, and L'Shem Shem means that I'm doing it L'Shem Hashem. What's the difference? So probably the difference is that Karbanos are considered something that involves Ritzui. There are certain mitzvos that are labeled as mitzvos shel Ritzui, that it's supposed to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every mitzvah, someone asked me the other day in Yeshiva, every mitzvah is a mitzvah of Ritzui. Don't we do every mitzvah to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy? Now, every mitzvah we do L'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's an additional level of appeasement and a level of how pleasing it is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dafka when it comes to certain mitzvahs, tefillah, karbanos, lulav perhaps, according to many Rishonim. There are certain mitzvahs that dafka are made for the sake of Ritzoy. V'achatas v'asham l'shem chet. And when it's a karban chatas v'asham, you need another level of l'shma, and that is l'shem chet. Amar Rabbi Yossi, af mishaloha yabaliba l'shem achas mikalelu, kasha shetanai bezdin. Rabbi Yossi says, even if you're not thinking about any of these things, it's still kasha because it's automatic. It's tanai bezdin. Asnu Bezdin to Lolem Lishmo, Dilma Asi Lame Shalol Lishmo. But Bezdin made it tonight, Bezdin, that you shouldn't say Lishmo, because lest you accidentally slip up and say Shalol Lishmo. Visal Kadaitach Stam Apostle, Kaimi Bezdin, Maisi Milsa de Mifsalbei. So that's the Raya. If you're going to say that Stam is Apostle, how could Bezdin make a takana that you should have to do it Stam and not say the word Lishmo if Bezdin is going to make you do something that's going to Apostle at Midoraisa? Bezdin would never make such a takana, and therefore it's got to be very, it's very clear that if you do it with stam, it's still kosher, and based on was misakin, that that's in fact the best way to do it. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with gittin, how we know that stam get is puzzle.